Hey, SEC family, thank you for joining me today for another devotion. Today I want to talk about dirty water. If you've got a well and the well has bad water, fixing the pump is not going to help what's in the well. That's the problem with a lot of self-help books. They tell you how to fix the pump, but they don't know how to tell you how to fix the water that's in the well. And until you fix that, things aren't going to get better for you. Psalm 141 verse 3 says, "Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips." That's a great verse to put in your mind. So when you start to get angry, you can remember this verse. Whatever you put into your heart and mind is what will come out when the pressure kicks in. Pressure always reveals what's inside of you. None of us like to admit that, but that's the truth. We see these things coming out of our mouths and we say, "I don't know where that came from." Well, I'll tell you where it came from. The truth is, it came from inside of me. It came from inside your heart. So the key is to change your heart to change what's on the inside. So what do? You let God's Spirit fill your life and change your heart. That's the key. The key is to be filled with God's Spirit. Galatians 5:22 is where we get the fruits of the Spirit. It says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." That's the fruit of God's Spirit on our lives. I've found when I'm filled with myself, when I'm filled with Jerry, almost anything can tick me off and upset me. But if I'm filled with God's Spirit, almost nothing will upset me because I'm filled with His love and His joy and His peace. How do you get filled with God's Spirit? Listen, don't make this too complicated. It just means you depend on God instead of depending on yourself. You pray that very simple two-word prayer, "Help me." Pray that prayer, "Help me, God. I'm depending on you, not depending on myself." As you do that, you'll find as you ask God for help, that He will fill you with His Spirit. Jesus can heal your hurting heart with His love. Jesus can replace your frustrated heart with His peace. Jesus can replace your insecure heart with His power. We've got to turn to God and ask for His help and have the Spirit fill us. Listen, I'm going to be praying for you this week. I hope you have a great day today and a fantastic week. God bless.